Nolte, NBC reports as body cam footage contradicts DOJ narrative in Paul Pelosi case. By John Nolte on November 16, 2022. Thanks to a local NBC report, the sketchy narrative around Paul Pelosi's alleged assault at the hands of 42-year-old David DePape is even more sketchy. The corrupt, left-wing Department of Justice tells us that after Paul Pelosi, husband of outgoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, called 911, it was the police who opened the door of the Pelosi home. NBC Bay Area says that's not true. The local police report clearly states Paul Pelosi opened the door. What's more, the local left-wing district attorney does not dispute that. So why the discrepancy? Here's a partial transcript from the NBC report. This all has to do with the moment, seconds really. Just before Paul Pelosi was struck in the head with a hammer inside his San Francisco home. There seems to be contradicting accounts of the relatively simple question. Who opened the door that night when San Francisco police arrived at the Pelosi house? The Department of Justice says that two officers opened the door. That's according to a federal indictment filed earlier this week. But the San Francisco District Attorney's Office, in another court document that was filed earlier this month, said, Mr. Pelosi opened the door with his left hand. NBC's Bigod Chabin goes on to say he spoke with someone who personally watched the responding officer's body cam footage. And the footage shows police knocking on the door of the Pelosi home. Police then backed away from the door. Then the video, per Chabin, clearly shows Paul Pelosi opened the door with his left hand. Chabin goes on to say that the body cam video shows the officers having a brief conversation with Pelosi and DePape before DePape starts beating Pelosi with a hammer. The DOJ did not respond to NBC's request for comment. However, Chabin did talk to District Attorney Brooke Jenkins about it. She doesn't dispute that Mr. Pelosi opened the door and says, quite fairly, that victims will all react differently in stressful situations, so she can't explain why, if Pelosi felt threatened, he didn't run out the door. Chabin and the local anchor then go out of their way to protect themselves from accusations of conspiracy theorizing and practically apologize for reporting this at all. Nevertheless, here we go again. Here we go again. What's interesting is that another NBC reporter was just suspended for reporting what essentially amounts to the same story. Earlier this month on NBC's Today Show, correspondent Miguel Almaguer reported, in a story NBC quickly retracted, that when San Francisco police arrived at the Pelosi home, the 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home, but instead began to walk several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from police. Court documents also back this up. According to those, Pelosi nervously but calmly greeted police officers. According to the New York Post, Almaguer's suspension is based on his report contradicting the official report about Pelosi nervously but calmly greeting police, but I don't see a contradiction. When I say, here we go again, I'm referring to all the apparent back and forth in the corporate media. We were told that when police arrived, DePape was wearing only underwear. Then the story was retracted. We were told a third person was present. Then the story was retracted. Then the NBC report about Mr. Pelosi opening the door was retracted. And the correspondent was suspended, for a story a local NBC station appears to have just confirmed. Why would DePape allow Mr. Pelosi to open the door? Why didn't Mr. Pelosi run? Why won't local authorities release the 911 call or body cam footage? Why would Mr. Pelosi go back into a house? Go anywhere near a man we're told came there to kidnap and brutalize his wife? A man holding a freaking hammer. There is an approved narrative here that a Trump supporter broke into Nancy Pelosi's home to kidnap and assault the speaker. First off, the guy is not MAGA. Good grief, he's an illegal alien who lives in a hippie commune that flies gay flags and Black Lives Matter banners. Regardless, we now have four reports which have raised big questions about the approved narrative. Three of those reports have been retracted. We have authorities refusing to make public the 911 call and body cam footage. We have a police dispatch call recording where the 911 dispatcher informs the responding officers that Mr. Pelosi referred to DePape as a friend. You don't need to be a conspiracy theorist to know this whole thing stinks. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.